Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Brachas, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ho oise tfilosoi keva. Someone makes his tefillah like something, oh, I have to do this again. Loshen keva means, says the Matanur, like choik kavua. It's like something you have to do. Every morning my mother says, I have to hang up the coat, I have to rake the lawn on Friday, and I have to daven. So he's davening only because he has to do it. He doesn't understand the great schus that we have to speak to the Rabbi Shalom. Ain't tfilosi tachnune. Tachnune means you're begging for something, and the one you're begging to says, yeah, yeah, sure, sure. It's not that type of a tefillah. It's not sincere. It means he totally doesn't understand that every second that we're alive is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away that gift for 1 second, we're not here anymore. Zakta Mishnah Vaiter, Rabbi Yeshua says, HaMahalech b'mokayim sakana, if someone is traveling in a mokayim sakana, in a place where it's dangerous, mispalo tfila kitzara, he should have in a short tfila. What is the short tfila? Hoysha Hashem es amcha es she'eris Yisrael. Hoysha Hashem es amcha, Hashem save your nation. Es she'eris Yisrael, what's left of Klal Yisrael, meaning us. So many years of Golis, so many years of Tsaris, but we're still around. We're around because you saved us, so please continue to save us. B'chol parashas ha'ibur yutzarcheyem lefenecha. B'chol parashas ha'ibur. Even when Yidden are, Rachmana litzlan, turning away and doing aveiros, but still yutzarcheyem lefenecha. Tzarcheyem, what they need, it should be revealed before you to have rachmanis on them. What does it mean, revealed before you? Everything is revealed to Hashem. But it means to say, it shouldn't be put aside. A father looks at his children and says, oh, look what my son needs. Look what my children need. That should never go away. Baruch Ata Hashem Shoimeya Tfila. Baruch Ata Hashem who hears Tfila. Okay, so what is this Tfila that Yeshua is telling us about? And when is a person supposed to daven this Tfila? In the previous mission, we spoke about Havineinu, which was that one bracha that takes into it all the other brachas. So we learned Rabbi Yeshua says, you can daven that if you're under pressure. Rabbi Akiva says, only if you're really under pressure. Rabbi Yeshua is talking about something else, not just under pressure. He's mamish in a sakana. He's about to be attacked by robbers. Or he looks up and there's a tiger about to leap at him, wild animals. He can't even say the tefillah of Havineinu. He can't say, excuse me, wait a second, please, let me just daven, a little bit Yeshua Das over here. So he just says this short tefillah over here. Now remember, Havineinu means that he has to say the first three brachas regular. He says one bracha in the middle that takes into account all the other brachas. And then the last three brachas. So Havineinu is instead of Shmon Esrei. It's like an abridged version of Shmon Esrei, a short version. After he says Havineinu, let's say whatever his pressure was, calm down. He doesn't repeat Shmon Esrei. He was Yotze with that. This tefillah over here, Hoysha Hashem is Amcha as She'eris Yisrael, is not in place of Shmon Esrei. After he says this tefillah, hopefully his tefillah is answered and the robbers go away and the lion goes away, the tiger goes away. But L'maisa, now he's safe. Now he has to daven Shmon Esrei. He wasn't Yotze with this. Now the Gemara has different nuschois in what this tefillah is. Here's the nusach that's accepted al pi halacha. Tzarchi Amcha Yisrael Merubin. The needs of Klal Yisrael are so great. V'daitam kitzara. And they don't have the das to express it properly. So he writes him l'fanecha Hashem l'keinu. It should be your will, Hashem l'keinu. Shetitein l'chal echad v'echad. You should give every single individual. K'day parnesasai. U'l'chal gviya u'gviya. And to every human body, day machsoira what it's missing. Baruch ata Hashem shomea tefillah. So chazring of what we learned in our Mishnah. If someone says, I have to daven again, he's oise tefillah se keva. It's like a chayv, something I have to do. I have to pay the phone bill, I have to daven. You can't wait for it to be over. So the Mishnah told us, ein tefillah se tachnunim. It's not called a tefillah of tachnunim. Tefillah of tachnunim is chanan, it's me'oru rachmanas ha'shamayim. When a person really cries in the depth of his heart, he's answered. He's not presenting his tefillah that way. He just wants to be yotzeh chayv. Rabbi Yeshua said that if someone is traveling in a makom sakana, he should daven a tefillah kitzara. There's a special tefillah for him. Unlike the Me'en Shemona Esrei that we spoke about earlier, he does not say the first three brachas or the last three brachas. He only says one bracha. And by the way, other differences are the bracha of Havineinu or that tefillah Me'en Shemona Esrei, besides that you have to say the first three brachas and the last three brachas, you have to say it standing. This short tefillah you can say even walking. Or I guess if the lion is chasing him running. If someone davens Me'en Shemon Esrei, he does not have to repeat it afterwards, even if he comes to a situation where things settle down and there's still time to daven. Because Lemaisa, he's yaitza with it, not with this short tefillah. What is this short tefillah that he should daven if he's in imminent danger? So Rabbi Yeshua told us, Hoysha Hashem is Amches She'edis Yisrael. It's actually based on a pasuk in Yirmiyah. You can take a look in the Taisus Yom Tov over here. B'chol Parasha Se'ibar. Parashas means to separate, like to be mafrish chala. Ibra is lashon of aveira. When they separate from Hashem by doing aveirais, even then, please Hashem have rachmanis on them. May their needs be revealed before you. See, we're not saying it in a direct way, says the Ritva, when the Yidden do aveiras. We don't want to say that even. We're saying parashas ibra. And we finish off barichat to Hashem, shemeya tefillah.